Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've had some pretty awesome fan submitted things in the past. I haven't heard from Jerome in a long time. He mentioned that his radio broke and he doesn't work as much as he did at night. But I'll tell you this, Jerome used to do these drawings for us, and he would do these like comic book style drawings, and they were awesome. Some of them would have like producer Mike punching me in the face. Some were just like, you know, flexing the muscles or, you know, certain scenarios, and those are awesome. We've had some really creative fans over the years in this radio program to submit things like this. I love every bit of it. If I could put this on my fridge, like with a big old magnet, I would. Producer Ben's like, play it one more time. Yeah, play it one more time. Okay, I'll play it one more time. This is the Doug's Overnight America theme song that he created for us. No way. Doug's calling in. All right, Doug. I am in love with your open. Doug, that is so great, man.
Well, thank you, man.
I love it. Love it. Love it. Tell me about the process.
Well, that's been rolling around my brain for quite a while, and I finally just sat down and did it. I actually recorded it onto my phone, and that's why it's so crude.
Yeah.
And that's why the vocal balance is not good with the instrumental balance. But I used just a Casio keyboard. That's all.
Awesome.
Nothing special.
Tell me about the end. It's very like, you know, are you ready for some football? It sounds like you're going to get pumped up for something on ESPN, you know?
Well, I really based it on your howl thing. I really did. Because
you worked around that.
That's so cool. I mean, nobody else does that kind of stuff in this market, you know? And it's like, you know, we got to do something with that, right?
Yeah.
So,
Doug, man, I am blown away. Blown away. How do you, what's the next step?
It's not quite as gentle as your other opening thing that you normally use, but.
So what do you do next? How do you, what would you do after this?
Oh, I can just have to set some studio time up and just go down and do it. That's all.
You have access to studio time?
I can get studio time. My son is working with a studio right now here in St. Louis doing some work, and I hear it to me where it is and everything, so I can just set it up with them.
They're not gonna have to. They're not gonna charge you for that, or would they? If you're doing it through your son?
Well, they'll have to pay the hourly fee, but it won't take any more than one, you know, an hour for sure.
Can we just do it in here, like live on the show?
Probably, if we can hook it up. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we did that before with Donna, and it just took me a second, but I know how to do that now. So if you were to bring in the keyboard, if we plug it in and you did the recording here in studio, it might not sound exactly like, you know, professional handling it, but it would still be pretty awesome if we can, you know, go through that 1 hour on the show.
Well, we could do that sometime. Yeah, let me know when you want to do it. We'll figure it out.
That might be fun.
And Donna and I will come back down again. How about that?
Yeah, that'd be great. I think that might be fun for listeners. They might enjoy hearing the process of putting a song together like that.
Sure, we can do that. And I don't know if you guys have the ability to add reverb to a vocal or not, but that would help a lot. But
I don't think so, unless the engineers rigged something up together that I don't know we have the ability to do.
You'll have to see if anybody has the ability to do that. I don't know if they have the programs available on their computers or not.
Yeah, I don't think this board actually has the ability to put any effects on the...
Yeah. That's the biggest difference that I would do in the studio is have a better vocal quality with some verb on it and, make it a little more palatable.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear it. I just can't wait. Let's do that. Let's figure out a time we can bring you in. We'll do it live on the show. Yeah. You know what?
Okay, send me a message and we'll figure it out. How's that?
I'll do that. We have the Cardinals taking on Arizona next week, so there's a couple of late starts. Maybe the week after.
Right.
The playoffs are getting close, and there's a gap before the start of the playoffs. And, cross your fingers, the Cardinals, if they're in, that's great. But there's a little gap there.
Hey, man, I'm glued to it every night.
I know. But we're hoping for the best here. And, man, they got that big win against the Cubs tonight. But let's say there's that gap between the start and, when they're playing the wild card or whatnot. And let's say the Cardinals don't have to worry about that. There's going to be some nights where we can bring you in. That'd be perfect timing for them.
Sure.
All right.
That works for me.
We'll look up on email.
Let me know.
And
we'll set it up. Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Thanks, Doug. Good to hear from you, man. Thank you for doing that. It's
good
awesome.
Good to hear, man. Well, you're very welcome. Thanks for playing it and happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you. We'll see ya.
Bye.
Wow. I am just blown away. Blown away. If you like that. Oh, someone texted in that said, love it. Love it. What an awesome open. If you want to compliment, should we start using that as our open on the show? I think we should. Once we get Doug in here to record it, I can't get enough of that. I want to play it again. I've already played it 3 or 4 times. I want to do it again. 436-7900 is the number, or 800-925-1120. It's Overnight America, KMOX. I just might play that intro on a loop for the rest of the hour. I might as well. Wow, that was great. Great text messages coming in, too, to 436-7900. Yes, Doug. People love it. Love it. Let's see here. Donna calling in from Festus. Hi.
Hi. I thought that intro was fantastic. I wish you'd let him do it in a studio where he could have all the bells and whistles that he needs, so it will be perfect. I loved it. And I'd like to make one more comment about your closing music that you have.
Yeah, we just started playing the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it sounds like elevator music. I'd like you to listen to Gail Davies, Davies.
Uh-huh.
She's got You Turn Me On, I'm a Radio. It's a really good song.
Gail Davies, and what's the song called?
You Turn Me On, I'm a Radio.
Me on, I'm a Radio. How suggestive is this song?
Oh, it's not. It's not,
right,
but it's really fun. It's Davies.
Is there a version by Joni Mitchell, too?
I don't know. I've only heard it by Gail Davies.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't know.
Let's see. I'll have to take a listen to it. Maybe during the break I'll find a copy of it that we could listen to. Yeah, here it is. So people, 1982 this one was released. It's a country rock song.
Yeah, it is. It is a country, but it's fun. I mean, I don't know if you'd use it because... It's I'm a country station. I'm a little good country. It's really cute, though. It's really cute. You ought to listen to it.
All right. I'll give it a shot. Thanks, Donna.
Thanks, Donna. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right. So Donna wants us to play Gail Davies, You Turn Me On, I'm a Radio. I'll listen to it during the break and see if it's something that could work. So we play that Sleeping with the Radio On. I thought that was a nice little closer. In fact, I get emails, people telling me they really enjoy the song at the end of the hour. They like that a little addition at the end of the program. I just thought, being that it's 2 a.m. by the time we're off the air, Sleeping with the Radio On seemed right. Now, I will mention I did an edited version of that song. I didn't realize, because when I first played the song, it was National Radio Day, and we were playing some of the different songs that were about radio in general, and I only played the start of it. I didn't realize how suggestive the song was. I didn't realize that after the person gets off the radio shift, the dude goes over to the lady's house and, So I cut that part out. I just kept the clean part. Are there any people that vape that happen to be listening right now? Because most of the people I talk to are anti-vaping. In fact, I'm anti-vaping. I think vaping is dumb. I think that if you're going to inhale something into your lungs, you're going to take that risk in. And I think to frame it as something that is better than smoking, at least I'm not smoking, is not a great way to justify doing the thing. And I think there is some justification for these different states that say, you know, bubblegum flavored vaping, yeah, that's probably aimed towards children. You know, they put out these different studies. Teen e-cigarette use has doubled in the past 2 years, and it continues to go up. And then when you put bubblegum flavored, cotton candy flavored, you know, unicorn high fives, all these things that would be generally for the younger kids, it doesn't surprise me that it attracts younger kids. You know, who was it? Was it Dick Durbin? So Senator Durbin, I think, was during a press conference when they were talking about this over in Illinois, mentioned something along the lines of a 55-year-old lifetime chain smoker isn't looking for bubblegum flavored vaping products. So you know who you're appealing to these products. But I would love to talk to someone that's actually a vapor. And do you feel like this is just blown way out of proportion? The 8th death across the nation in vaping happened right here in St. Louis. They say the man was in his mid-40s, happened at Mercy Hospital. Statement from Mercy and the Department of Health and Senior Services say the man started vaping to deal with chronic pain, but doesn't specify what he was using. Part of these problems you see is they're stuffing these little cartridges with, you know, illegal things in black market things, and there's no regulation on that. A lot of the actual companies that supply these vape cartridges, are they called cartridges, the flavors? They've also started to self-regulate. They saw the writing on the wall and they realized it wasn't looking good for them. Statement said the man had normal lung function prior to May of 2019. He developed mild respiratory symptoms that worsened, hospitalized October 22nd, transferred to St. Louis September 4th, and just died a few days ago. That's this unfortunate case of a young man with no prior lung illness, started vaping because of chronic pain issues. The illness associated with vaping is not infectious, they say. Well, no kidding. How would you even spread a vaping infection? Wouldn't that be the worst band name? Ladies and gentlemen, vaping infection. But if you're someone that's a vapor, do these stories scare you? Are you going to stop vaping? Are the habits automatically over? You see this story, wow, someone in St. Louis died now. Maybe I'll stop using this product. Would you? I'm just curious. Does this influence your decision at all? The number is 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Oh, we got the recommendation. We should get Steve Stenger in to record the show open before he goes to prison. Oh, that's a good idea. We can get Doug to play the piano. No, he hasn't reported yet. So we can get Doug to do the piano, and we'll get Steve Stenger in to do the vocals. Well, that sounds like a great idea. Wow, that would be a great way to cement his legacy in to the St. Louis region. Just get one more song out there. Another text message. I love Doug's song. You should use it. Doug, you're getting a lot of praise on the text messaging board right now. 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Anyone that vapes, I want to hear from you. Have you vaped less, more? Does it even bother you that people are dying because of this stuff? Does it change your habits at all? I want to know. You just tell me. It's Overnight America, KMOX. And welcome back. We're on for another 20 minutes or so. Had to look up Gail Davies. Successful singer-songwriter during the 70s and 80s. Numerous top 10 and 20 Billboard hits. I'm not familiar with her work. But I did find the song, You Turn Me On, I'm a Radio. So this is the recommendation. This is the song, was it Donna wanted to hear? So this is the song we'd play at the end of the show, because right now we're playing Sleeping with the Radio On. This is what she recommends. Very country so far. Driving into town with the dark cloud above you. Dialing in numbers, mouth and love you. Oh, honey, you turn me on. I'm a radio. I'm a country station. I'm a little bit corny. I'm a wildwood flower waiting for you. At a broadcasting tower. Oh, how about that? that. You know, I didn't know that radio song existed. We should have played that one on National Radio Day. That's not bad. It seems more like a stream of consciousness. It's just, here's some things that I know about the radio. And sometimes I take phone calls and I enjoy reading your text message and emails. Oh, okay, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Gail Davies. I'm going to have to see if I can find, because that's a live version of that song. I'll see if I can find the studio version of that. But that's nice. I like it. I could see something like that working. Gotta say, though, you got a lot of competition when Doug puts a song like that out there. You know, Kevin Kleen, I mentioned Steve Stanger, and of course, why wouldn't I mention Steve Stanger? His last moments of freedom before he shows up to prison. Kevin Kleen did a great whole nother story on it.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antonio.
We first knew that Steve Stanger was in serious trouble back in February, back when he was under investigation but not yet indicted. He didn't have anything substantial to say to defend himself.
I guess the main thing is, can you assure the voters who trust your brand that you've done nothing unlawful?
What I'm able to say at this point is that the county was served a subpoena, and we intend to fully cooperate with that subpoena and provide any.
How far Stanger had already fallen when he first burst onto the scene as a reformer in shining armor. He promised to clean up county government.
Basically, first day in office, we're going to do a top to bottom audit of all of county government.
But the audit never came, and Stanger started skipping county council meetings. That was the first sign.
And I am so frustrated that Mr. Stanger is not here again tonight to hear what we have to say in person. It frustrates me.
Stanger dropped out of public view almost completely. Until the indictments came out, we didn't know what he was really doing. He would occasionally come up for a fluff news conference like this one, promoting reading to children.
Leaky squeaky, ancient new, easy breezy, broken blue.
Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free.
The federal prison camp in South Dakota where Steve Stanger is going is described in articles online as comfortable. One site ranked it number 22 among the 50 most comfortable prisons in the world. Forbes magazine says it has harsh, cold winters, but the staff isn't too tough on the inmates. We tried to interview Steve Stanger about his final thoughts before he leaves, but he never called us back. Here's something he said once when he was running for county executive.
If you're the captain of the ship, you take the credit and you take the heat.
With a whole nother story, I'm Kevin Killeen.
The wisdom of Steve Stanger. I was looking through the KMOX folder, and I was looking at some of these cuts of Steve Stanger over the years. I think it's just great. You go back, and of course, hindsight is 2020. Let's hear some of these.
Basically, first day in office, we're going to do a top-to-bottom audit of all of county government. Every account, every vendor, every procurement policy that we have is going to have an outside audit firm auditing all of those things in coordination with our county auditor.
Yeah, well, now definitely that is needed. The big question is the county going to cancel a bunch of these fraudulent contracts they had to put together when Steve Stanger was giving them to his crony friends? Just how terrible are the situations in the county right now, and how many of these different contracts were awarded to his buddies that were donors? That is still yet to be seen. So he's going to report to a cushy prison. They should send him to the workhouse. Maybe it could be a dual type of, he could research what it's like to be inside the workhouse. They talk about those conditions not being all that great. They talk about mold and rats and things found in there. They'd also talk about the climate controls not the best. You know what? Go ahead. Put him in there. He can type up a report in his free time that he's going to have a lot in the next 4 years. And then we'll know from the inside if it's good or bad. How about we get Steve Stanger in on that? You know what this weekend is? This is the weekend they were going to raid Area 51. So by this time on Sunday night, we'll probably have a pretty good idea of how many people were arrested that took that seriously. There's going to be some then. So it says two Dutch YouTubers tried to rush the gates for themselves. This was a few days back. Have already been arrested, a 20-year-old and a 21-year-old. They're internet personalities doing it for the publicity. So I guess they mission accomplished, but they came from out of the country to do this. How stupid do you have to be? You really think that's going to be worth it? So what's going to happen? You're going to get kicked out of the country forever, or worse, you're stuck in a country that's not yours. Now you're going to have to face legal consequences. Or what's worse? You're going to get deported? Or are they going to just take your passport altogether? You're not going to be able to travel? What's going to happen? Ah, who cares? Internet personalities. They're so edgy. Ooh, we're going to go to Area 51. Also from Yahoo, stage set in Nevada as Earthlings arrive for Area 51 events. The internet hoax known as Storm Area 51 is set to take place here. The people that live around this area, they're already complaining because people show up and it's supposed to be, well, we're going to have some fun in the desert. We're going to just camp out. Yeah, camp out in the desert. People that have probably never camped out in their entire life, they're just going to go to the desert and camp out. Those are the people that show up in those Crocs and wear socks underneath them. And they're going to have like those rave shirts and they're going to be so underprepared for the conditions. Part of this article too, they talk to all the neighbors that are around this area that they say people are going to show up to Storm Area 51. And they're on full alert. If you have property over that area, they're thinking to themselves, okay, they're probably not bringing food or water because they're stupid to begin with if they're going to show up for something like this. So what does that mean? Are we going to have a bunch of people just mobbing the surrounding areas because they're desperate for food or water? Is it going to be like watching the Walking Dead? We're going to be like a bunch of zombies out there, oh, water, or looking for bathrooms? Or are they just going to start leaving waste as far as the eye can see on this property? And all these people, they have these walkie-talkie systems they described because the cell towers are just so overloaded based on the people that are showing up to this that they have to continue to talk to their neighbors. But they make it sound like they're going to stand their ground. Do you remember back in the 1990s in Los Angeles when there were the Rodney King riots and there were certain areas that were heavily hit, but was it Koreatown? There was a certain area where they defended their shops. Yeah, Koreatown. So you had all of the people that owned the shops and their family members on the top of their roofs with their semi-automatics, and someone was going to come and smash their window, they get a warning shot. Guess what? Koreatown didn't get smashed up. So these neighbors are doing something similar. I don't know how they're going to be armed, but you're in Nevada in the middle of the desert. You better believe they're armed. So they're going to be out there defending their property. What's going to happen? If it's not the government that's arresting them, they're going to be wandering onto some private property and getting shot. It's just not going to be a good combination altogether. Oh, Kenny's calling in from Iowa. Hey, Kenny, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good. Well, I'm about Area 51. You mentioned about them storming it and all that stuff mm-hmm. and everything. By the way, them two guys that were Dutch, did they come over from Holland?
Yeah, they actually entered the country just for this.
What idiots. Well, my feeling on Area 51 is I'm just sick of hearing about it. And I've come to the point where if there is an aliens in there and there is a spacecraft, who cares? And even if there are, what are we going to do about it? I mean, I said to a friend of mine, yeah, they find an aliens in there in a spacecraft. Yeah, then what?
Then what?
Yeah, who cares? I've got to the point where I really don't even care about Area 51, and I think it's for people that don't have any kind of life. I ain't got much of a life.
You know, Kenny,
I got more of a life, huh?
I've talked to people that love paranormal, ufologists that really study this sort of thing, and he tells me this. He said, it's a thing that no one should be taking seriously, and it's one of those hoaxes that someone's going to get shot and killed, and they're going to realize the full consequences of how stupid this was.
Yeah.
I mean, like them.
I'd rather be going out in the woods looking for a Bigfoot or something like that than I would some stupid aliens from outer space, which they're probably not even in there anyway.
Oh, man. I would watch that movie. If there was Aliens versus Bigfoot, a movie, oh, my. Kenny, I would be all over that.
I'm a Bigfoot man myself.
Did you see that one movie that came out with, what was his name, Elliot? But it was The Man Who Killed Hitler and then The Bigfoot. Have you seen that
no,
one?
No, I never did see that.
Isn't the title just genius? So the idea is it's Sam Elliott, World War II veteran. He was sent in to kill Hitler back in World War II. Retired now, old man in the 80s. And if the U.S. government comes to him and says, we got this outbreak, there's a Bigfoot in Canada. If it makes its way down here, it's going to spread disease. It's going to be catastrophic for the United States. We need you to go hunt him, just like you hunted Hitler down. That's the movie. Now, if you, I'm not going to ruin anything for you. If that interests you, it's on, I think it's on Netflix or Hulu. It's worth watching. It's not like an Academy Award winner, but it is fun.
Oh, maybe I might watch it. Had something to do with Bigfoot.
Of course. I'm not going to turn down a Bigfoot movie.
No.
What do they call it here in Missouri? They call it Momo. Different areas call them different things. Like in Iowa, do they call it something else?
I don't know what we call them in Iowa. They have been spotted in Iowa. I mean, they have been. I'm not too far from where I live. They've been spotted in a place, in a little town around here. Many people have seen them.
In when I was living in Indiana, they were called skunk apes. That's what someone called them. I don't know if that's like an Indiana thing or if that's maybe a different regional dialect, but in generally speaking, people just know the umbrella name of Bigfoot. And, you know, I got to be honest, I don't believe in aliens. I think there's a much better chance there is a Bigfoot on this planet than there is aliens out there. And the reason is we know at least there's life here. And we know we're always discovering things all the time that we didn't realize were on this planet. It's a big planet that we haven't fully discovered yet. So who knows? I think there's a chance it's out there.
Right, right. I mean, there's some chance. I'm even kind of skeptical about it, but it's very fascinating, very fascinating. All unknown animals wandered around in the woods. My God, that's fascinating.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's see what happens. The Area 51 raid is going to, well, it's not going to, but they said it was scheduled for Friday, September 20th. So today is the day. We'll know by Sunday night how stupid people actually are. So hopefully no one gets hurt.
Well, Lord bless them, you know.
You know, they'll probably kill themselves from dehydration before they do actually get in shot by the government. We'll see. All right. Thanks, Kenny. Good to hear from you.
You bet. Thank you. Bye.
That's funny. Yeah, that's the raid. It was going to happen Friday, September 20th was going to be the big day. But now who knows what's going to happen next? Just wonder how many people are going to get arrested. You know, the government, they're thinking to themselves right now, please, please, please. We hope no one gets killed out there. One more thing for them to get blamed for someone else's stupidity. Neighbors are bracing for trouble after millions of people responded. Now, keep in mind, that was a joke. The people that were responding online, you're not going to get a million people there, but you never know. The whole cities, all the little cities around that area have been overloaded. People are showing up. They think they're going to make a reservation at the Hilton in town and then go show up to raid Area 51, go back and then hop in the jacuzzi. There's not like all kinds of accommodations around Area 51. It's purposely done that way. It's not in the major metropolitan area. So people are going out there and they're shocked to find out there's no place for them to stay. Shocked. Shocked, I tell you. One last segment before we say goodbye for the week on Overnight America KMOX. Welcome back. A text message, really like Doug's song, but could you please read the lyrics? You know, I can understand the first lyrics, and then the second lyrics I couldn't understand. But that has to do with him recording it on his cell phone and not really having some sort of balance between the vocals and the music itself. So when we get him in the studio here and we put something together, I think we'll get a better chance to put a much better product on there. But man, the idea of this is just so cool. I'm so glad Doug made this for us, the Overnight America theme song. So good. Doug, you did a great job, man. I am so thankful that you listen to the show at night because that is just so amazing. So amazing. We only got a couple more minutes, and you know what? I could just play that on a loop and that'd be fine. real quick, because this is probably not going to be all that relevant by Sunday. Who knows? Maybe Justin Trudeau will step down by now. Is that amazing how the people that are always hardcore about, you know, you got to turn away from your racist ways. Oh, by the way, did you know you were racist? Everyone's racist. This is racist. That is racist. And then you find out that Justin Trudeau goes in blackface. He's just been caught doing it for a third time, documented. And he's out there, and he's always been the one to always virtue signal you. Oh, you're the one that's the problem, and I'm here. And as we find out, the philosophy of you must be the racist to beat the racist philosophy is probably not going to last long for him. In fact, there was a different video that surfaced that was number 3 from Global News. I can't wait to talk to Drex about this on Tuesday next week when we hook up with Drex up in Canada. Global News, again, that's their affiliation with the Chorus Radio Network. So that's their network that broke that big story. Oh, I can't wait to get his take on it. I know he's probably ready to get back on the air, too, after his vacation. But they were asking about that. Some of the opposition were asking him about, you know, can you accept this apology?
Well, I think Canadians might have been able to accept Justin Trudeau's apology if he hadn't lied about it.
Nope.
But he was asked specifically if there are other instances, and he said that there was only one other incident. Now we know that there are at least 3, and an apology based on a lie is not a real apology.
Mr. Scheer, good morning. Omar Sechvina from CTV National News. Let me go back to you with that same question. You know, a couple of...
Yeah, so we don't have time to play the whole thing because we're just about out of time. But let me mention a few things. You can always follow me on Twitter. It's a great way to connect at Ryan Recker on Twitter. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the podcast by going to KMOX.com/ONA. Make it your favorite podcast. Click that little subscribe button. Click that favorite button. Leave a nice review. It's a great way for you to support the show because we always want other people to find it, and that's how they find it, when someone says something nice about it that way. We'll be back again Sunday night at 11 o'clock. I'm looking forward to spending some more time with you then. Until then, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and hey, have a great night. We'll see ya.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.